what I'm doing. Okay? It's a little confusing for me because since I was in Chutz-Lars, I missed Parshas Shlach. So trying to keep up with which parsha is which here and in Chutz-Lars, and it's a little confusing, especially the Shlach was my Bar Mitzvah parsha, so I totally missed the entire thing. It was kind of disappointing. But we're, if I'm not mistaken, on Parshas Chukas. So this week, we discuss one of the great enigmas in the Torah. That the idea, or the halacha, of the Para Duma. Someone is in contact with the dead. The only way to become purified from contact with the dead is to be sprinkled with the water that was made from a mixture of burned red heifer, and special spring water, and they become purified, and then they could do whatever they wanted to do in Tara. And it's the famously, we know that this is considered the great chok in the Torah, something that's an enigma we don't understand. The Kohen who sprinkles and cleanses everyone himself becomes Tameh. The Midrash, well-known Midrash, says that Shlomo HaMelech, the wise of all men, even he could not understand Parshas Chukas. But what's always intrigued me, and by the way, it's funny, I bumped into someone who teaches at another yeshiva on Erev Shabbat, and he was very joyful. He says that August is his, the summer is his favorite time because the yeshiva is closed. And I said, well, we have all the students from South Africa and from Australia. And he's like, yeah, that's why we don't recruit there. And I said, Adarabha, that's why it's great. I think it's wonderful. I would not have learned what I'm about to tell you had I not prepared to speak Shornim. What a great thing. What a wonderful thing. Thank you guys for being here. I think that's great. You can appreciate that. Thank you. I've always been bothered. Chukas, this ritual, you're slaughtering the Para Duma, the Kohen does this, that. It doesn't sound like a Bamidbar story. It sounds like its place really should be where? Sacrifice and things like that. Where's that appear? Vayikra. It should appear in Vayikra. And even if not in Vayikra, so Vayikra is categorically where it sounds like its place is. It's about sacrificing. Place in Vayikra. If not, at least go chronologically. So when was the Para Aduma commanded? When did it have to be slaughtered? When did it have to become purified? So before the building of the Mishkan for the Levim and the Kohanim and everyone to deal with the Mishkan, it must have been then. It must have been slaughtered way back then. And when is that? That's the beginning of Nisan. So this parsha really takes place before Parshas Naso and before Balokha and all those things. Where the Yom Nisan? Why is it here? I'm not the first person to ask this question, because I'll ask this question. So we know at the end of the parsha is a discussion of the death of Miriam, the death of Aaron. Perhaps it was placed here in order to cleanse everyone from death. Maybe that's what it's about. But listen to this. This is beautiful. And I was so... at midnight last night, I was preparing for this, and I was looking at different things. I open up this, I open that, and I always go back to the Netziv. Always the Netziv. Okay? The Netziv was a great Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin for all those years. And what he says is absolutely beautiful. And if you learn one parish on Torah, I think it should be the Netziv. This is something incredible, connected. He says, yeah, the parsha is connected. Chukas is connected to the end of the parsha. And death is also connected to Parshas Korach. And listen to this. Quite beautiful. Okay? He says, why is it connected to Korach? According to the Netziv, we know there are three groups of people involved in the rebellion in Korach. That's Korach. There's Datan Vaviram, and there's 250 heads of the community. Right? So he says, what the heads of the community want? They want a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They want a connection to God. They had proper ratzon. Their desire was a good thing. But they failed because they were not of the right level. They weren't the Kohanim. They did something they weren't commanded to do, and they were punished for that with fire, just like Nadab and Avihu were punished when they did something that was beyond where they were supposed to be. So the Siv says, look at the Para Aduma as opposed to the sacrifice of Vayikra. The sacrifice of Vayikra are about what? What are you doing to take your sacrifice? You're makdishota. You sanctify. It's about sanctification and the word, likarev, to come close to God. A sacrifice, which Vayikra is about, is sanctification. The parajuma is not about sanctification. It's about purification. Tara. What's the difference? One is trying to break barriers and come close to God. When a Kosh Baruch Hu gives certain commands. And Tara is when you become Tameh, when something is amiss and you have to have a corrective. In other words, it's the norm. It's not the extra holy. That's the difference. And then Tziv says, and listen to this, this is the crux of it. He says, religiously, there are kind of two ways people focus on things. People sometimes want to be holy. And that's a mitzvah. Kedoshim to you. We learn in Vayikra. Sanctify yourself. But you have to know who you are, where you are. You have to think about your life seriously. And then there's being the religious norm. Being the regular person who's been tahir himself. The person who goes to minyan every day. The person who learns Torah every day. Now, in the case of the 250, why was there a rebellion? Why are they so easily seduced by Korach? Because they wanted so much to be holy, sometimes that leads to religious fanaticism. Sometimes that leads to battles and arguments, and I'm holier than that. So the Tziv says, Dafka here, the para aduma, which is a slaughtering of an animal, not for hakrava, not to come close to God, but to reach like a baseline, to be the normal religious person, that was a message which is connected to 250 who died. There was just two ways, gentlemen, of religious pursuit. And sometimes there's a danger. There's a great danger in being yeshiva. It's a great danger in whenever you're in a religious environment. And that danger that Tziv is highlights it over and over and over again. The holier than thou respect it. It's extremely dangerous. Some people reach great heights in spirituality. And some people work and strive, and they're the norm. The 250 made the error, as none of you also made the error. They tried to burst through something which they weren't made for. And sometimes you have to have the message that there's healthy religious perspective, there's healthy religious growth, there's a healthy religious entity. And that's Siv. I didn't make this up. It's the great Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin. He's saying you have to think about your religious life. You have to strive, but perhaps you don't have to be a perfectionist. You have to be the best of you. That doesn't mean you have to defeat everybody else. They're two religious perspectives. And the para aduma is placed here specifically, says the Tziv, to teach us that you need to have a proper, regular, holy life. Have a good day.